Great vision starts at Booth Eye Care and Laser Center at only $495 per eye. Call now for your free screening appointment. 214-328-0444.
George, if anyone knows anything about me, they know that I love anagrams.
Oh, yeah.
I love anagrams. Mm-hmm. I used to date her in high school. Anyway, so I thought I'd give you a few interesting anagrams. Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be great. There's some good anagrams music there.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
How about this?
Change music.
Dormitory. An anagram for dormitory is dirty room. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Presbyterian.
I'm sure you can make a lot out of that.
Best in prayer.
Really? I was going to say raccoon ski.
Excuse me. Sorry. George Bush. He bugs Gore. Isn't that interesting? How about the Morse code? Here come dots.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting
anagram. And dashes. I still don't get how people can decipher Morse code.
They don't. They make it up. They just make up what they think the message is.
No, that's how we communicated and still communicate.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they know how to do it.
Snooze alarms. Did you know an anagram for snooze alarms is, alas, no more Z's?
Wow, that's weird.
How about this one? This is probably one of my favorite anagrams. Mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
An anagram for mother-in-law.
Bitch on wheels.
I'm sorry?
That's what you've always said about your mother-in-law.
On wheels? Are you making fun of the fact she's in a wheelchair?
Well, I didn't realize she was. Is she?
She's...
No, she's not.
Disabled. An anagram for mother-in-law.
You call her that, not me.
Is woman Hitler.
Whoa. Well, that's worse. I think I'd rather be called the couch on wheels.
So what I thought I'd do out of my love of anagrams is I went out and purchased an anagram program at my local software store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you just put the word in.
I put the words of ticket host in there.
Flimsy.
And I just kind of came up with some anagrams.
Oh, okay.
All right. Would you like an anagram for Grego Williams?
Sure, I love one.
I did Grego because it came out with a better anagram rather than Greg Williams. An anagram for Grego Williams, hick who loves goats.
Are you sure that works out?
Yeah.
Let me.
Here's one for you, George Dunham.
Excuse me?
George Dunham. Right wing black hater.
All right. That does not work out.
Don't you love anagrams, Rich?
I think it does work out.
No, I hate anagrams.
Rich loves anagrams.
I don't think so.
How about Mike Reiner? I was really surprised by the one that that Mike Reiner's came
out
with.
There.
Yeah. Blustery diarrhea denizen. Oh, that was odd.
He did have the one incident.
Corby Davis. Yeah, why did he ever tell that story on the air?
I don't know.
Well, still one of the funniest bits of radio ever was him talking about it, but it's still one of the funniest stories ever.
They were talking about it the other day. Because
were they really?
Yeah, because he got it from Lakewood Country Club when they were...
Oh, that's a big claim.
Well, they're talking about it.
You're just reporting
there.
The Hardline.
Yes, this is what the Hardline reported because they ate the meatballs there. Corby's wedding reception, and that's what gave me...
Oh, my God.
Horrible night.
And wasn't his daughter having a sleepover in the next room? And the
meatball!
Bathroom that Reiner could get to was the one
that was
within total earshot of her sleepover.
And they had to hear that hell for several minutes on
Reiner's body revolting from existence. Oh, my gosh. Corby Davidson, who just had a boy.
Yes.
And, of course, you've detailed for the P1s what it takes to have a boy baby. There's certain
I've never done that.
Certain no idea what you're talking conception. About. Corby Davidson's name came out only does it canine. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Dan McDowell, I put in his name in my anagram program that I bought at my software store. Weeds and stems are the things I love. It's an anagram for Dan McDowell. How about Bob Sturm?
Yeah.
Long-winded overqualifier.
All right. I don't think that... works out.
Well, there were other ones, but that was the one I liked the best. Junior Miller.
Uh-huh.
Anagram for Junior Miller. Aged AIDS Distribution Center.
There's no way that you get that out of Junior Miller.
And
did you do one for yourself?
Yeah, oddly enough, I plugged in my name just to see what came out.
I can only imagine what it...
Did you know there's only one anagram that can be made of my name?
What is it?
That makes sense in the English language? God's gift to radio.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. Did you do one for Fernando?
Bloated Truman Capote wannabe was just one letter off. I almost had that one.
You didn't do one for Fernando?
No, I didn't do one for Fernando. Oh. Yeah. It just came in. I typed in their names, and it returned too insignificant to render result.
That's about right.
That would be funny if you didn't truly believe it.
Hey, I don't really believe it. What's Fernando's deal?
I don't know.
Hi, I'm Tony Dorsett. Most of you know me as a former running back for the Dallas Cowboys. I want to tell you about a man that gave me a life-changing gift, the gift of great vision, Dr. William Booth. If you want to experience your life in clarity, color, and in detail, make the call today to Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. Dr. Booth says, I'm the fastest man he's ever met. Well, he's the calmest man I've ever met. Talk about a perfectionist. It only takes a call to get the ball rolling for your great vision. 214-328-0444.